Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program is coming to you from the Agriblogging Highway as I am traveling to the National Ethanol Conference. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to go back to the National Farm Machinery Show, where I visited with Bill Howard with Fastline. As you may recall, if you were watching AgWired last week, Fastline introduced a mobile gaming app called AgRacer. You can find out about that at agracer.com. Well, I visited with Bill to find out how things are going with the publication as well as this new mobile gaming app.
Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Bill Howard with Fastline. And Bill, first of all, I want to thank Fastline for their support and sponsorship of our coverage of the show as you launch this new game app called AgRacer. Before we maybe touch on that, how about give us a little bit of your thoughts on how things are going. Fastline certainly has a big presence here with your booth and with this launch.
Yes. Well, first off, this is a great time to be in ag. As anybody that is involved, has been involved in ag as long as we have, we've never seen years, literally years like this. So one of the things, though, that really has taken place is that there are less farmers. You know, the consolidations are taking place. So part of ours was we were sitting back and we said, you know, look, at where are we going to grow? There's less of the big, you know, producers out here. So by our putting our heads together, we started realizing that, you know what, we've got a million households that we mail to. So guess what? Somebody else lives in that house besides the guy. So from there, we started exploring what would be something that would fit that. So that's how it really kind of led us into what now is called Jill's Junction. And the other part, then tying into the AgRacer, we started, you know, with having an app for our Fastline, you know, for the guys, and we said, well, maybe let's just start getting kids involved in this even that much earlier. So that's kind of what's happened.
You've got people playing the game here in your exhibit, your booth, but I've been by there a couple times. They're not just kids.
Oh, no. No. There's we got a lot of adults that are coming in as well. You know, and that's one of the things that we also did doing the research. It was in finding that a lot of the games are actually being played by adults. I mean, in some of them in that 40 and 55. Now, they might not be in sometimes as the racing situations, but, you know, those are things that we are gradually introducing ourselves into. Mm-hmm. And this is, AgRacer is the first step.
Well, here at this show, you have a customer appreciation dinner, and just judging by the, we're not even, I don't think, officially started here, but you've got a big crowd already.
Yes, we do. This is our biggest event that we produce, and part of it is because this is our home area, you know, so we decided to try to do something, and, you know, we began this a long time ago, and it was going back to, I think, the first time we had 125 people, and as if you look around this room, we have seating for 650.
Well, things are moving along, and you're in the fast lane with Fastline, I guess.
Yes, we are. We couldn't have picked a better name for us. Besides that, I even like fast cars.
Well, maybe comment just a little bit on the show so far. I'm assuming that the crowds have been good, and yes. You know, how's it looking?
The crowds have been very good, and you know, and if you have to go out into that parking arena, you'll deal with a real challenge out there. The quality of, you know, once again, good quality of folks, you know, the farmers are constantly looking for innovation, you know, and I think that's what you come to these shows for, is they want to see what's new. Is there something else out there that might be able to help me to produce more? You know, from our standpoint, you know, we're amazed to find out how these guys, they still like the touch. They like to hold on to things. You know, I mean, they use the internet. There's no question. But they still like to hold on to the magazines because our subscription dollars are still rolling in. And that's a definite sign that what we do as a catalog is going to be around for a good long while.
Well, I would applaud Fastline for embracing some of the electronic and social, even social media communications technologies. I think you've done an excellent job of branding yourself out into those channels as well. Maybe look ahead a little bit. What do you think of the future? I mean, we all hope these commodity markets will continue the way they are, course. But
yes. Well, one, I think the commodity markets are going to stay strong really because of what we look at it in the world population. You know, we're the feeder of the world. And, we had Dr. Downey come and speak to our group, and he really opened our eyes up. And to a point that I see ag is not going to have, I don't think we're going to have the dips that have taken place before. And it's really because of China and India, and we've expanded down into Brazil. And, you know, seeing our operations down there, that's one of the fastest growing middle classes. You know, so, I mean, I do see that we will expand into some other countries. But, you know, with the World Wide Web, we've got people coming to our sites now from, you know, and buying things from, you know, all over the world. You know, so as long as we stay on top of I think, technology, you can't rest. You know, this is a continual improvement situation, and that's what keeps us going. It keeps me excited, that's for sure.
Well, besides leaving here with the AgRacer app on their smartphone or device or tablet, what else would you like the takeaway to be for these showgoers and your customers from Fastline?
One is our commitment to them. I think when we're here, both to our customer that is the advertiser, but we look at it as we have a commitment to our customers that are the readers. You know, and part of that is in trying to always bring out a quality product to them, you know, making sure that they are receiving the product. That is one of the things that led to us on the Big Ag, where we literally now are mailing, you know, free of charge to everybody if they are farming 1,000 acres or more in the United States. You know, we've identified them, and we are actually sending this publication out to them. So we've got a commitment to the reader to provide them with a good quality, easy-to-read publication. We also have a commitment to the advertisers to make sure that we are bringing that message to their potential buyers, because that's what it's really all about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Bill Howard with Fastline. We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
That is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.